This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Montana, rivers and streams are public rights of way, accessible by the public at all times up to the high water mark, which protects the private property abutting the waterways. But landowners sometimes think that rivers and streams flowing through their properties are their own. They're not. The waterways are public at all times. So a fence built in and across the Dearborn River sparked an outcry when it was discovered this spring. The Dearborn River spawned the legal battles to create Montana's robust stream access law, so it's ironic that the Dearborn was back in the spotlight this month when a recently constructed fence across the Dearborn, a popular river on Montana's scenic Rocky Mountain front, raised some hackles and got people hot on social media before the situation was remedied by the landowner and state officials. Sometime this winter, someone who leases land for cattle grazing from the large Mosher family ranch southwest of Augusta constructed a fence across the Dearborn underneath the High Bridge, where the river goes underneath Highway 435. Montana's stream access law states that the public may use rivers and streams for recreational purposes up to the ordinary high water mark. There's also a specific provision in Montana's stream access law for waters that go under a public bridge. House Bill 190, passed during the 2009 legislative session, confirmed that the public has access to surface waters by public bridge or county road right-of-way. The Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department, in cooperation with the affected landowner and county, is responsible for providing public passage around or through a fence preventing such access. A typical access feature would be a stile, gate, roller, walkover, or wooden rail fence. A couple area residents posted pictures of the new fence across the Dearborn River on Facebook and Instagram, both noting that there was no portage option. The Dearborn, a tributary of the Missouri, is a popular floating and fishing river. Greg Lemon, a spokesperson for Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, said, "With the help of an FWP warden, the property owners created a suitable portage for the fence. We're grateful for their quick response to remedy the circumstance." The Dearborn River actually has quite a bit of history of sparking stream access arguments in Montana. A dispute on the Dearborn in the early 1980s between an oil magnate and group of rafters led to the creation of Montana's stream access law. The case, the Montana Coalition for Stream Access versus Curran, went all the way to the Montana Supreme Court in 1984. Eventually, the Montana legislature created the stream access law in 1985. Give Big Gallatin Valley starts tonight, Thursday, April 30th, and it's important for KGVM Bozeman, your Gallatin Valley community radio station. Give Big Gallatin Valley is a 24-hour online day of giving for all nonprofit organizations in the Gallatin Valley. The event starts at 6 p.m. Thursday, April 30th, and goes through 6 p.m. Friday, May 1st. KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, is participating in Give Big, and we hope that you will too. Please give generously, give big, to KGVM at givebiggv.org. KGVM Bozeman is an all-volunteer, completely listener-supported community radio station. KGVM Bozeman does not receive any federal funds or other grants. We depend on our devoted listeners to keep your most excellent Gallatin Valley community radio station on the air, up to date, and on the job. Please give big to KGVM Bozeman during Give Big Gallatin Valley. You can donate easily online at givebiggv.org. KGVM Bozeman thanks you. That's Give Big Gallatin Valley, 6 p.m. Thursday to 6 p.m. Friday. Search for KGVM on the Give Big website, givebiggv.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.